Dave Brown from Yahoo Sports from Big League Stew joins us. Dave, you look. I'm sure you've broken down all of the schedules and the matchups of the teams. And Detroit and Kansas are interesting because they're battling one another. But then you've got Seattle and you've got Oakland, and you know the Jays are not in it yet. They're close, and Cleveland. Who do you think has the best chance to hold on to the wild card spots based on opposition?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that question, Jason, because today the A's just got done playing the White Sox. And they lost 3 out of 4 in a series of Chicago. You figured that the A's with their talent and the White Sox with their talent and the things and the way that things are going this season would be the opposite, or maybe even a sweep for the A's. So you can even we can sit here, and we have definitely broken down schedules and pitching matchups and what it looks like. But at the same time, you still got to go out there and play the game. So it's we can do that all day long, and these teams will still surprise us. But to answer your question, it seems silly to think that the A's could possibly hold out at this point just the way they've been playing for the amount of time. They have had some bad luck here losing.
I think we might have lost Dave. Just cut out.
A month, and that's just, everybody knows that's not going to get it done. So, it depends on how hard the A's fall. Are they going to completely drop out of the wild card race? They still have a half game lead over the Tigers, and Seattle is coming on. The Blue Jays are in the mix, as you said. Cleveland and the Yankees are still sort of hanging around, four and a half back. So, I think that the Royals and the Tigers and the Mariners are certainly playing better than the A's, but the A's still have the advantage of having a better record than those teams, at least for now. So you still have to think that Oakland is going to turn this around enough at least get in the playoffs.
Most people felt like when Oakland went outside of their usual tactics not to spend a ton of money that this was a lock and they were going to be a team to reckon with in the postseason. What's changed ever since they made their big acquisitions? Have guys all of a sudden maybe looked around, wow, we've got these big name guys, we're really going to take it? Or were they playing above their potential prior to those trades?
I think it's not necessarily mutually exclusive. It might be a little bit of both those things. I remember paying attention to this at the time of the trade, because there were people that said, how can you trade Cespedes, the guy in the middle of your order, even though Lester is obviously a great pitcher and a good pickup, and they know why you're doing it for the postseason, but taking the heart of the order out of there like that, and the A's came in, I don't know if they were anymore, but they were leading the league in scoring for most of the season, so it wasn't just that Cespedes wasn't there. It's taken a lot of other guys to kind of lock up and maybe freeze up a little bit and realize that they're kind of losing their way here. So I think it's collectively, the A's probably were playing a little better than we thought, and two, they're the phrase is choking, and that is a hard thing to put on a team, but that is a little bit of what happens here when you lose a bunch of games in a row. It's a collective thing; it's not on one guy, but the A's definitely are. Maybe playing earlier they were playing better than they should have. Now they're playing much worse than they should.
I look at Detroit and Kansas City at the start of the season. A lot of people were high on them. They got off to a brutal start, and they've been really, the hot team. Of course, they just took 2 out of 3 games against Detroit in that series, have a 1-game lead in the race in the AL Central. Kansas City for the long time has been the doormat of the American League. Why were they finally able to turn around, Dave? And do you think this is a team that could actually be good for 3 or 4 years?
The second part of your question is hard to answer just based on all kinds of changes. Looking at how quick things can change. But there is potential here for a Minnesota Twins kind of a thing, where the Twins went to the playoffs 6 times in 9 years and being a small market team, and we're able to do that despite being in a division with place people like Detroit and the White Sox, with teams that have more money to spend. The difference this year for the Royals is they've been doing a good job at developing young pitching, a lot of it in the bullpen, and the bullpen has just been dynamite. Luke Hoschaver got hurt at the beginning of the year, but Wade Davis has basically been the best relief pitcher in baseball, and he's not even the closer. And Greg Holland has been an all-star the last 2 years, and Kelvin Herrera has done a great job. If they have a lead or are in the game for the sixth inning on, chances are the Royals are going to win, and that means all they need is a little bit of offense. In the middle of the season, it started to hit a little bit, not a lot, but they went from, you know, and we're not talking about a great offensive team here. They're down in home runs and walks, and they would be so much better if they just had a few more good hitters. But the Royals were able to score a few runs, and if they get three or four runs, they're actually going to dominate. And it just doesn't, even for a bad team, it doesn't take that much to score three or four runs. So I think that's been the big difference for the Royals, timely hitting.
Dave Brown joins us talking Major League Baseball playoffs. We got a lot of Jays fans listening. You look at the Jays, 3.5 out when there's that many teams is obviously farther than it looks. I haven't done the equation on it. But, like, do the Jays have to win? Like, do they got to play 750 ball realistically to get in?
Yeah, definitely. So, that you know, being this many games out, I mean, it's going to take – Detroit or Seattle also, in addition to Oakland collapsing, they're going to need one more team to collapse, one of those two teams. And then, of course, you factor in Kansas City, which is leading the division over Detroit. So maybe two teams. So the Jays need a lot of help. It's, if they hadn't had that tough stretch in the middle of the season and, you know, gotten to the point where they were, you know, at 500 or a little bit below, they would be in much better shape. But when you look at, you know, you talk about the equations, when you have three teams in front of you, four if you count Kansas City, is asking a lot to make up 3.5 games in a couple of weeks, which is what we're asking for the Jays here for them to really have a chance. And that's with Cleveland and the Yankees also basically as far out as they are. So it's going to take a lot of luck and a big, 18 out of 19 run on their part or something like that to do this.
You look over in the National League, Washington, they're leading their division pretty safely. The Dodgers and St. Louis, comfortably, but not completely in the safe woods yet. But the wild card race there, currently you have Pittsburgh in it and San Francisco, of course, they're very safe. But Pittsburgh, who should they be more worried about, Milwaukee or Atlanta?
You know, I just think the Brewers, you know, we were talking about where the A's playing over the heads a little bit. When the Brewers were in first place in July and August, for 100 or whatever days it was, so going back even further than that, I think maybe they were playing a little bit too over their heads. And they've had lots of injury trouble. They just got Carlos Gomez back, but it's a wrist injury, so I'm not sure if that's going to hurt his potential for power. The Brewers have just had too many injuries with pitching and hitting in the last few weeks. So they were kind of bound to get on this run, and I don't know that they're going to be able to recover. So I would say Atlanta. And even, the Marlins lost last night, but they're only 4.5 out. They need a Blue Jays-type surge to get in there. But, Pittsburgh, they've got a run differential that's, just a little bit over even. And they're playing better these days. So, like you said, San Francisco's probably a lock. I think probably the Braves are in a position maybe to make a run here, and Milwaukee might be out of luck.
One last one for you. Looking at all the teams, the ones that are going for the race and the ones that are completely out of it, which manager or managers are most likely to get the axe at the end of the season?
That's a great question. I don't know how long the Jays are going to go with Gibbons. I can't imagine, even though they're collapsing, the A's getting rid of Bob Melvin, considering his reputation. I don't know how much of this has been his fault, the A's losing. But, there's so much money involved in these teams, and the salaries are high, and the revenues are high, that you just never know. I think looking at Milwaukee with Ron Renneke, there's a possibility. They've been talking about Freddie Gonzalez as a possibility. But I wouldn't be surprised if any one of these guys from the teams that have collapsed in the second half, even Bob Melvin, if they make a change, just because teams like to make changes when something goes wrong and they don't know what it is.
Dave, it should be an interesting, what do we got? I think there's 17 days left in the season. Should be great stuff. A lot of races in both sides, specifically in the American League. Enjoy it. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason.